Josephine Margaret Baquita was a happy child who, from a loving family, and she was captured by slave traders and carried off into slavery. And she was bought and sold numerous times. She finally was able to escape into the convent where she encountered Christianity and where she really felt a sense of calling. But even then, the convent had to take the woman who owned her to court in order to get her released to join the convent. It's an amazing story. Just an amazing story. And the interesting thing about it is that Baquita herself focused on the fact that she was rescued and saved in Christ. And it led to her incredible hospitality, her being the porter of the convent, the first person that people meet when they come to visit the convent. Now, imagine putting someone who has every reason to have PTSD and a host of emotional difficulties and putting that person at the front door to welcome your guests. It says something about her. She was much loved. People loved to come and visit her and ask her to pray for them. And there is an important question that we all have to ask ourselves, which is, where are we going to focus? Are we going to focus on our hurts and traumas? Or are we going to focus on the ways we've been healed and blessed and rescued? It's an important question. Just yesterday at the standing committee, we were talking about a congregation that was dealing again with old hurts. And I said, how do we help them turn around and stop looking backwards and be ready to move forward? Because it's a place that's doing a lot of cool stuff, but they're still caught by old hurts. And they need to be able to turn around and move forward. And what's interesting to me is that in the scriptures, God does this in a variety of interesting ways. So that, for example, in Exodus, God tells the newly freed Egyptian slaves, you, when you're a nation, are not going to oppress the stranger and the resident alien because you were strangers in the land of Egypt and I rescued you. So God says to them, I'm the God who rescues and I rescued you. So you be focused on rescuing, welcoming, including. It's a really interesting thing that God does there. And what the speech we heard from Jesus today, it's the same thing. Jesus says, God has done everything to reach out to the ungrateful, to the unkind, to the sinner. So you do the same. It isn't. God has waited for you to get it right, so you don't let anybody else in until they get it right. That's not what he says. And I think that's an important point. And it's a point that's often missed. Part of the characteristic of God is to work with us, to focus us on the blessing, on the healing, on the saving. Jesus does that in this lesson. God came to you in all your wretchedness. You be there for others in all their wretchedness too. It's a powerful image. And it's exactly the thing that Bakita did. She didn't stay focused on the abuse and the cruelty and the injustices that she endured. She let her psyche and her way of life and her soul be captured by her liberation in Christ. And let that be her focus. And that's the challenge for us too. How do we stop looking backwards? How do we stop looking at old hurts and really turn into our freedom in Christ?